Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. From packed arenas to record-breaking tracks, from the diamond to the court, it's time to catch up with your favorite former Arkansas Razorbacks. The stars, the legends, and the ones you know, you remember, but you just can't quite place. Some went pro, some went corporate, and some might be sitting two tables over from you right now. Men, women, all sports. All stories. This is Where Are They Now? Where every Razorback has a past worth revisiting.
Yes, sir.
Well, there is no question who this guy is. Yes, Dennis sir. Dirt Winston. What's up, Dennis?
How you doing, David? Can you hear me?
We can. You got me and Roger Scott, Craig O'Neill,
your biggest
Christian
fan.
Weaver. Got a bunch of Hog what fans up? In here. And always good to talk to you, buddy. And is life good? Things good for you?
Hey, couldn't be better. Hey, it's beautiful in the neighborhood.
Well, one of the reasons we reached out to you because we're headed to Marianna today to go eat at Jones Barbecue. Roger and I have never been to Marianna. Roger grew up in this state. I've been here, you know, almost 45 years. What should we know about our trip to Marianna? You grew up there. I'm sure you've eaten at Jones Barbecue plenty of times.
Plenty of times. I grew up on that barbecue, and you know what it's been going now, 119 years.
I think so. Somewhere they say it's somewhere in the 1910s.
Whoa.
And he's Mr. Jones, third generation, a family owned business, and it's pretty simple. When they run out of barbecue dirt, he shuts it down.
That's it. That's it. That's the reason you have to get there early, because if not, I mean, he start early and. Hey, and he finished early.
Yeah, I think, Roger, I was reading today that he actually, I think, will serve you, like, if you get there at 9. You know, it's like the doors don't open at 11. If he's ready to serve you, like, at 10 o'clock, he'll serve you.
Well, you know, Dennis, your quickness was always a trait that you had on the defensive line. Is that because you didn't want the barbecue to shut down? Is that why you were so quick?
Hey. I was always first in line.
Well, for those that don't remember, I think you were born in Forest City, but you grew up in Marianna and went to a high school. What was the name of the high school you went to back then, Dennis?
It was back then. It was Robert E. Lee High School. Mm. First I went to Anna Strong High School, and then Robert E. Lee High School.
Wow.
When you were getting recruited, who recruited you from Arkansas?
Coach Harold Horton and Boris Malcheski.
Oh yeah, listen, Boris was the money man, right? he was the guy that had the distributorship, right?
Man, he was a bag man.
Anything we need to know about that, Dennis?
No, well, at that time, Boris was actually over the dorm. He lived in the dorm.
Gotcha.
You know, he hadn't quite gotten the beer distributorship.
Ah, okay. I gotcha. He obviously well-known name, and of course we know Harold Horton was responsible for some of the great, including Dan Hampton. You know, you were there for, you know, you were recruited, played Coach Broyles' last few years, 73 through 76, if memory serves me right. Anything stand out to you about
right.
like as when you got on campus and early on? Did you always want to go to Arkansas? Was that where you wanted to play?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. It was two places that I was gonna go, and Arkansas wasn't one of the two.
Oh,
University of Tennessee, either Oklahoma State University at that time.
Oh,
because Bump Phillips was the defense coordinator at Oklahoma State at that time.
Didn't know that.
Huh.
And John Little was recruiting me from Oklahoma State. And from Tennessee, I just wanted to play at Tennessee because I had a great time at the University of Tennessee when I went to visit.
Gotcha. Hmm. Oh, so what was what happened? What happened to turn you to Fayetteville?
hey, that's a story. Believe me, I was going to Arkansas no matter what happened, and that was between my parents, my high school coaches, and the University of Arkansas.
Oh.
So your parents said, no, you're not going to Tennessee or Oklahoma. We want you to stay in state and go play for Coach Broyles. Of course, Coach Broyles was a legend. You know, obviously he had won the national championship and been a dominant program in the 60s. And so you were going to a great place. And so what was it like to play for Coach Broyles in those years?
Well, it was great for me because I started as a freshman, you know, and a lot of us started as freshmen.
Oh.
And end up winning a Cotton Bowl out of that group, you know.
You bet.
Ike, baby. And, Ike Forte, what a game he had in that Cotton Bowl, man.
I'm telling you, hey.
You all could bring it.
Well,
if you looked at him, if you looked at Ike Forte, you'd think he couldn't hardly walk. I mean, he was just
pigeon-toed.
You know, he'd walk all funny and everything, but he could run that football, him and Jerry Eckwood.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys were I think, one of the earlier groups of black athletes playing up there. I can't remember the first year of the first black player up there, but you guys were relatively new to that program, right?
Yeah, we were the first group, 13 of us. We were the first large black group to go there, and we all just kind of bonded, and you know, all of us. I'll put it this way: the most of us graduated from there too. You know,
right?
Wow.
Who else?
Got out degrees and everything.
Yeah. Who else? Who else were notable that we would know that was in that group besides you? Any names we'd recognize?
Let's see. Bo Busby. Bo Busby. Bruce Mitchell.
Wow.
Let me see. And when you
guys got there.
Harvey Hampton.
I remember Harvey Hampton.
Harvey Hampton.
I remember Harvey Hampton.
My roommate.
I remember him.
What
were the expectations like, Dennis?
Muskie.
Oh, Muskie Harris, we know Muskie very well.
Do we ever.
So expectations were you guys to play well. And who was your defensive coordinator your years up there?
Jimmy Johnson.
I took a guess at that. How cool was that? What kind of defensive coordinator was he for you guys?
Man, it was like the energizing bunny all the time, you know. I mean, he'd come out there, he'd be jumping around, and, I mean, he'd be like, come on, coach, I'm tired, you know. And but he had so much energy that it kind of tired you out sometimes.
Oh my!
Yeah, well, that's,
I bet you were never late for practice.
Oh, no. None of us was ever late for practice.
Yeah, he was a stickler.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Dennis Dirt Winston, one of the all-century players from the 20th century.
Well, tell me again, why Dirt?
Yeah.
Or a nickname?
When did that start? Where did it come from?
Bruce Mitchell gave me that name because a lot of times when I'd hit people, I just – pick them up off the, you know, when I hit them, I stick them and then pick their legs up off the ground and dump them down into the turf. You know,
probably a nice interpretation. Probably a nice interpretation of what you would do. You were a hitter. Well, the one game that everybody likes to talk about is that USC game. They won the national championship that year when they came to Little Rock. The only loss was to you guys. You had 19 tackles. Anthony Davis, one of the great running backs of all time. What do you remember about that game?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that was 19 tackles with assist, but that was 19 total tackles unassisted.
Oh, that was solo tackles, 19 solo.
Whoa.
So your total was higher in total tackles.
Right.
Wow. I don't think I've ever
seen
that. Exactly. You know what the number was with your assist on top of the 19?
It was 19 total tackles.
Okay, so that was your combined unassisted and assist solo tackles. I got you. Still a great game.
It was no assisted, all tackles.
Okay, well that's interesting that you had all those that were solo. What do you remember about that game? What do you remember about USC? That was obviously they came in. Who was the coach for USC then? What was his name?
John McKay.
Yeah. So they came in, big reputation. I'm sure the atmosphere was great at War Memorial. What do you remember about them as a team and USC and Anthony Davis? Were they talking smack? Were they giant? And how did that game sort of transpire? What happened during that game?
Well, they were giants because the year prior to that, we had went out to Southern Cal.
Yeah.
And they called us. They thought we were the band because we were so small compared to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the biggest guy we had on our team was Bryson Manor.
Yeah, I remember Bryson.
And that tight end, Charlie Young, was bigger than he was.
Wow.
What was the score? I don't remember what happened. What happened on that game?
17 to nothing or something like that?
That USC won the game?
At USC.
Yeah. 17 nothing out there.
And so then y'all wanted revenge in Little Rock, right?
Well, like I said, they called us. They thought we were the band because we had these plaid pants and this red jacket on. And so we told Coach after that year that we weren't going to wear those plaid pants or those jackets anymore, you know. And so just get rid of them things.
Yeah, that wasn't
cool. You know? That meant a Coach Brohl's deal. Well, yeah.
And, Dennis, one of the big games was War Memorial Stadium against Texas A&M, who comes in as the number two ranked team in the country and was on a fast track to the Cotton Bowl. They were heavily favored against the University of Arkansas on a foggy night or foggy evening in War Memorial Stadium, and you all schooled them. I mean, schooled
What was the score of that game?
31-6,
right?
We schooled them.
Oh, it was
same year?
No, it was 2 years later.
Okay, got rid of that, yeah.
It was 2 years later because they were headed to the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody beat them to go to the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. And they were heavily favored. And Woodard, what was Woodard's first name? The running back for Texas A&M, who was huge. And everybody said that he's going to run all over Arkansas. No, I bet his biggest game.
Yeah, they
was
had
4
Bubba,
yards.
Bubba Bean, all of them.
Oh
guys.
My lord,
Paul Roche, Ed Seminini.
Beat him.
I remember that name.
Beat him 31-7. I think.
So you had this great career for the Razorbacks. You're a fifth round draft choice for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That had to be outstanding for you because the Steelers had already won right 2 Super Bowls before you got there. So you get there, and what was that experience like playing with the Steel Curtain?
Well, my first year we went to the playoffs. We didn't win the Super Bowl that year. My second year and third year, we went back-to-back, 78-79.
Right, right.
And won it. And so that made us the team of the 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You beat the during that decade, those Super Bowls wins against Cowboys are painful.
Ah!
Painful for Cowboy fans. So what was it like playing?
It must be a Cowboy fan in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Also a Dirk Winston fan,
that's
too.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Believe me.
What was it like playing with Mean Joe Green and all those great players?
Terry Bradshaw.
We get to get him in a second. But on that defensive side, though, Jack Lambert, I mean, the linebacker crew alone, the Hall of Famers there, what was it like?
Oh, man, I tell you, hey, only thing I had to do was listen to what defense was called, and we went to work.
Who was they?
We went to work, and
who was
it? Our secondary was probably one of the best secondaries ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we got 2 Hall of Famers out of there. Our secondary.
I think he had 4. He had 4 on defense
alone.
We got
2 Hall of Famers out of our linebacker group.
Maybe it's 6.
And we got
good night.
And we got 1, 2. We got 1 Hall of Famer out of our defensive line, but LC Greenwood should be in there, and he's not right now. Wow. But he should be.
I mean, Donnie Shell, Mel Blount, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mean Joe Green. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Out of the 11. Who was the best?
Mel Blount.
Yep. Mel, Donnie, Jack, Lambert, Ham, and Green. Who was the best of all of those, would you say, just the most dominant player? Was it Mean Joe?
Oh, Joe was just outstanding. I mean, nobody could block him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody tried to double team him. He just decided when he wanted to get to the quarterback, he'd just go. you know, nobody could stop him.
So,
6'5", 320 pounds, could run.
He wasn't in the band. He was not in the band.
He was a man. Well, we also, I don't know if you knew this or not, Dirt, but we had Terry Bradshaw on our show once a week during football season last year. He was we've done our show at his ranch, and what a fun guy he is. What do you remember about Terry?
Hey, you talking about a funny guy now.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and love to have fun. Terry is just that type of guy. If you're around him, you're going to have some fun.
Yeah, it's funny, Dennis. Remember Roger, he said he didn't really like the game of football because it was business. And that sounds like what you're saying is true. He likes to have fun. He did movies. He could sing. But people forget he was a great quarterback. You know, he was the top draft pick and was great out of college. He had a bazooka of an arm. Of course, he had great receivers and a great offensive line. But I think sometimes people forget how good of a quarterback he was.
Man, that dude! You talking about? we had two quarterbacks that had bazookas, him and Joe Gilliam. And I tell you what, they had bazookas. Which, same thing Elway has. They could throw that football.
And so then after that, after you finished your career, you obviously went to the Saints too. You played football at the Saints, but you were a coach for a long time as an assistant. You even had a short little interim head coaching opportunity at Grambling. You coached for a long time too. Did you enjoy those years?
I enjoyed all 30 years. I did 30 years of college and professional coaching.
Wow.
You know, I coached in Canada for 3 years and won a Grey Cup there. Hmm. And,
coached at Arkansas for a couple years too, right?
In college, I coached at, I coached at Arkansas, coached at Toledo, coached at coached at Grambling, coached at Slippery Rock,
UAPB,
coached at Arkansas State, UAPB, Arkansas State, Kentucky State.
Wow, I know it's a lot.
Rose City College,
man,
that's a lot.
I've been around.
Yeah,
in that 30 years.
I bet you got to know moving companies, man.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
All right, Dennis. Here's the big question. If NIL had been in place when you played in college, how much would you have charged? How much would you have been worth?
I'd probably say about $1.5 million.
Well, you are to me.
Yeah, well, you're on the All Century team, which is a compliment in itself. If you're of the 100 years of Razorback football from. In the 1900s, that's a great compliment. And you're in every Hall of Fame there is, except for the NFL Hall of Fame. And you look back, and are you grateful? Any reflections on the career you've had growing up in Arkansas and playing in the pros and coaching? Pretty impressive career, Hall of Fame for sure, legendary.
Well, I'm just glad to still be here because a lot of people I played with and coached. And Coach Witt and was and Coach Under, they they're no longer here, and God has blessed me to still be here to be able to do this interview today.
Boy, that's the truth. Now, are you keeping up with the Hogs now? You it's been tough. Listen, as a former player myself and team captain, it's not easy to see what's been going on up there over the last 15 years. What about you?
Well, I'm not a Fairweather fan. That's where I went to college at, and I'm always be a Razorback, and I'm always gonna pull for the Razorback, win, lose, or draw. You know, it's still my college, and
there you go.
I'm just some decisions that they've made. I wasn't real happy with, but hey, it's new era. New things happen. Yeah, everything changed. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I think we all look forward to getting back to being competitive and winning football games. It's been tough. A program, again, in the 70s, you played for the legendary Frank Broyles. You played against some of the greatest players of all time and with them. And you are yourself Dennis. So congratulations on a tremendous career. And, Roger, you got a chance to sit with him at before one of the Hall of Fame.
Nice guy. Yeah, Dennis, you don't remember me, but it was when you were at Mainline Sports Bar in Hot Springs at Oakland Racetrack a couple of years ago, and I was playing. I was doing trivia, and I sat down with you and another fella, you made sure I asked you a question, and I made sure you got it right.
He got the answer.
Oh, well, I thought you walked out of there with a $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A.
Dennis shook him down. Hey, listen, you're a great guy. Look, I didn't mention too, you know, Billy. I played that. Billy's your nephew, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's my brother's son.
Yeah, so I got a chance to play with Billy. He was a freshman with me, good young man. Had a really nice career at Arkansas, and a lot of other Winstons have come out, but there's only one Dirt. Congratulations on a Hall of Fame career.
He's a bad mamma jamma.
He is. Bad mamma jamma. That's what we'll go to the break with. Dennis, thanks so much for your time. Hope to talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks, Dirt.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Say hallelujah.
Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Thanks, Dirt.